What a tumultuous time it is in the world of cricket as administration and administrators are falling. Kevin Roberts, the new CEO, doing what he really had to do to stamp his authority and his leadership with, unfortunately, Pat Howard resigning. Or what did they say? We decided on an alternative departure date. So he got the sack.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
You know. Have you ever heard that before, though?
No, I haven't, but I can live with that.
We decided on an alternative departure date. Of course, yeah, Pat had said he would step down after next year's Ashes. Well, they had to fast track that. And then Ben Amafio, who'd done the Record TV deal, helped do the Record TV deal, he was also marched out the door. And that follows, well, Steve Smith, Dave Warner, Cam Bancroft, Darren Lehman, James Sutherland, David Peaver, Mark Taylor. And maybe it sort of stopped there, I think, Loss.
Yeah, no, that was all. But Pat Howard had to go, and they moved the date forward. But the one that I loved
Yeah.
was, well, what can you read the quote?
No, I can. It went something like this. Pat had a long list of achievements. We are the best non-Asian cricket nation with the best record against Asian teams
Asian
in Asia.
teams. Well, that's pretty good. Why would he have just said we've won so many Ashes series since Pat Howard's been in charge and we won the One Day World Cup?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have just left it at that rather than produce the, what is it,
We're the
non-Asian?
best non-Asian team
That
in
made me
Asia.
laugh.
The fact of the matter is, mate, the ICC rankings, we're fifth in Test matches, we're sixth in ODIs, we've won only two of our last 19 ODIs, we've lost a record seven ODIs in a row, and we're actually second in the world of T20 arena. Mark Waugh's got all the solutions for us now. He joins us on the line. G'day, Mark.
G'day, guys.
Yeah.
This is too tough, isn't it? This is just too complicated.
Did you know we were the best non-Asian team in Asia Junior?
I didn't. We didn't beat much then, I tell you, because we weren't that good.
Well, we've been beaten by Bangladesh. We've been beaten by Pakistan.
I don't know if that's even correct, those facts, but they must be. But, yeah, look, I wouldn't hang a hat on that. But, I think we've, I mean, yes, our rankings have dropped in two of the three formats, but, we've had a decent
Sure.
3 or 4 years. We did win the World Cup and we, won Ashes series in Australia. So, I don't think it's all doom and gloom. Yes, there's areas we can improve and,
Yeah.
Pat's been moved on, as you say. So, it's a clean slate. So we just start fresh now and reboot.
Yeah, and I think that's what we need to do, Junior. I think we need to look forward.
Yeah.
And, by moving forward, I think now the players know that they're headed in a different direction and what the expectations are. The expectation's always been on Australian cricket to play tough, to play fair, and to get out there and try and win. And I'm hoping that that's the case now.
Yeah, but that's been the case as far as I've ever been involved as a player and a selector. So, if people are saying other things, I don't think that's quite true. So, look, I mean, Pat had his detractors, I guess, because he never played cricket and he probably didn't have a natural instinct for cricket and, just the nuances in cricket. But you can't knock his work ethic. He was a hard worker, Pat, and he thought about the game all day, every day. He learned about the game. There's things he probably could have done better, but at the end of the day, you can't blame him for a lot of the performance, on-field performances. That's the players. When they get on the field, it's like blaming the coach in rugby league. Yes, they might make a mistake with tactics every now and then, but at the end of the day, it's the players either make you look good or bad a lot of the time. So, I think it's an easy excuse to blame Pat for the drop in the rankings, if that's the case, if people are blaming Pat. But at the end of the day, it's up to the players. When they're out there, they've got to start performing. And, it's easy to make excuses.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that, Mark. Can I just clear up one thing? I heard, and it might not be true, but you were a selector, that Pat Howard gave you a list of players you were allowed to select from.
No, that's not right.
That's not right, yeah.
No.
I wouldn't think it would be. I just heard
where
that was
come
the
from.
Yeah.
Look, there's no doubt Pat would talk to you about certain players and as part of his job. He was high-performance manager and he's watching a lot of cricket, so you discuss with him certain players, but at the end of the day, the selectors pick the team, not Pat Howard. So I don't know where that's come from. That's just not right as well.
Yep.
What about on Sunday over there in Perth, Junior? We just didn't play well.
No, it was, everyone, their preparation would have been great. It would have been a good toss to win. It was a good toss to you know, to win the toss and have a bowl. But having said that, you know, I thought South Africa bowled well. You know, they're a very good bowling side, a bit like us. Their strengths in their bowling. But on paper, we had a good batting side. You know, we had some good players there. We got off to a bad start and we never recovered. You know, there were some early dismissals, which, you know, you could say was a combination of, you know, good bowling and bad batting, you know, through, you know, Travis Head and Darcy Short and Aaron Finch. But our next three dismissals really disappointed me. That was Alex Carey, Marcus Stoinis and Glenn Maxwell. Those three dismissals were poor. It was, you know, poor man management and shot selection and just not reading the game well enough. So, you know, we've got to do that a lot better. You know, the talent's there, but at the end of the day, we've got to start winning because it's just getting a bit of a spiral, don't it? When you keep losing, you just forget how to win and how to make the right moves at the right time, whether it's with bat and ball. So, you know, I think we can bounce back on Friday in Adelaide, no doubt about it.
Who should open for us? Who do you think our two best openers?
Well, it's a tricky one, isn't it? We've sort of got four or five openers there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, Travis
Short and Finch have got to open, don't they?
Well, I think Darcy Short's best suited as opener.
Yeah.
I really do. But then Travis Head's open and made hundreds, you know, in the last 12 months. I mean, even Sean Marsh, I think Sean Marsh's best spot's probably opening as well.
Okay.
So you've got a lot of options. So it's really juggling the order. And probably, I mean, Chris Lynn, I think he needs to come in at number three. I think he needs to come in when the field's up a bit. Not probably four. So it's just tinkering with that batting order. But, you know, they're all good players. They should be able to adapt no matter, you know, what our order is.
Yeah. Looks as though we've lost a bit of confidence, Junior.
Yeah.
So, and I watched the T20s and the one day the other day. And while we want to be aggressive, you know, with the bat, are we better off to, you know, just get ourselves a bit of time and build an innings and go back to how one day used to be played rather than this following England's lead where they came out here last year and they were just
bang, bang, bang.
Right at the start, they were going for it, and then we've sort of changed our mindset since?
Well, you've got to read the game, you know, the situation of the pitch and the bowling. If the bowling's good and the pitch has got a bit in it, well, you're not going to score 358. You think, like the other day, 220 would have been a winning score, I think, on that pitch against that team. But we're just not reading the game well enough. And that, I don't know, that just comes from, you can't teach it. That's just the players. Yeah. They've got to be smarter. But, I mean, you want to be aggressive, yes, but that doesn't mean you're reckless. And I think we've been a bit reckless in our shot selection. You know, Maxwell and Stoinis, you know, their two dismissals were very poor at that stage of the game. We just need to build a partnership and just lower our expectations for what a good score was on last Sunday. So, you know, the players should know that, though. You're playing for Australia, signed to 10. So, you know, they've just got to think better and they've got to execute their shots better under pressure. But the more you fail, the more you start thinking about it, the more tense you get.
Yeah.
And you just can't find that right balance between playing your natural game and adapting to the situation. So it's not easy to do, but it can change quickly. It only takes one good innings from one player. Someone to get 100 and someone go with him, all of a sudden you get 280, 300 to win the game. And it's just a different feeling in the camp. So, it's got to start Friday. We've spoken enough about it. Justin Langer will be pulling his hair out. He just needs a result. He needs to get some confidence back in the squad.
Let's be a bit positive, mate, because we saw two young, I was going to call them kids then. Well, they're sort of nearly kids. They're teenagers, okay? Jack Edwards, he's only 18 years of age. Jason Sanger, only 19 years of age. And they both made Shield hundreds, which was terrific to see.
Yeah, exactly right, TK. Yeah, great to see these youngsters. What, 18? And I think they're both 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Only teenagers. And, I mean, we saw Jack Edwards make 100 in the JLT Cup earlier in the season, about a month or so ago. And, geez, you thought, well, he's a special talent. Now he's done it in the Shield match. So, great to see. Jason Sanger's been captain of the Australian of the 19s. He bowls good leg spinners as well as his batting. So, he's a real handy cricketer. So, yeah, there's some talent there. We just probably needed to come through on a consistent basis. So hopefully these guys can back it up with some more performances. You know, there's other good young guys around the country. Josh Phillippe, as I mentioned earlier in the week when I spoke to you guys. So there's definitely talent coming through, which I think there's probably been a bit of a few years where we've lacked that real junior talent coming through. There's been a bit of a gap between sort of the late 20-year-olds and now the early 20-year-olds in the last few years. But I think they're starting to come through now, which is great to see. So hopefully they can back up these performances. And you never know. You've, you make 300 or 400 if you're a youngster. You put your name up in lights and a chance of going to the next level. You don't want to push them too early because you couldn't.
No,
not quite ready.
But if they're making runs and scoring hundreds, they're hard to ignore. Hey, how'd you go on Tuesday, mate? And have you got a winner in the Oaks today for us?
Mate, I haven't looked at the Oaks. I backed Marmello and Yucatan in the cup. I thought Marmello was home when it dashed through up the inside. No joy. We've actually got a runner at Hawkesbury today.
Mo the Great?
Mo the Great. If he was on top of the ground, I'd say he's a very good bet. But just the soft track, hopefully it just gets a bit better during the day. Sure he'll run well, but I've got to be honest, I haven't had a look.
Sorry, Loz. I need something, mate. I got cleaned out on Melbourne Cup.
Though. Yeah, he made a bit of a rookie error too, Mark. He went a bit hard before Derby Day.
Bit hard before Day. He didn't pace himself.
Nah, first night
off,
fever.
That's off field, is it? Or
both actually.
You're a
teaching
TK. You're the man of
experience. Yeah, mate. Had no cash
left
for Saturday.
He smashed through the barriers.
Had to borrow, but I ended up winning. I paid back my debts.
I reckon you'd slip into the ATM and be pretty cool.
Mark, we thank you so much, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, mate. See
ya. Mark War, Mo the Great's the War Stables only runner today up there at Hawkesbury. As Mark said, better on top of the ground.